So in 2015, my husband and I were really struggling and actually started working with my life coach at that time. And she was asking me, she was like, you know, I was really trying to make things work. And I was working so hard in my relationship to try to make sure that my husband and I could be together. And she said to me, she was like, well, you're doing all these things, but is this what he wants? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, what is his love language? And what's your love language? And I know it sounds so simple. We've heard about love languages. We've heard about the five love languages, but not understanding what was fundamentally important to me, how I actually receive love and how I give love, and vice versa, same thing for my husband, how he receives love and how he gives love. I didn't realize those things, and I feel like I was doing all the wrong things to prove that I loved him. It's almost like we were speaking different languages. You know, if you don't know the person's love language that you're in a relationship with, you're speaking different languages. Like, I might be trying to show you I love you by giving you this because this is how I give it, but this may not mean anything to you. With every relationship you have, if it's an important relationship, if it's important, you need to know that person, how they actually receive love, what means love. What actually means I love you to them. And I realized for my husband, you know, it was very different from what I was giving him. It was the complete opposite of what I was giving him. And I shared this information with a few people that I knew, some team members who were going through some issues and some friends who were going through some issues. And every single time, I'm telling you, it had radical impact. Everyone is different and everyone needs to be like treated according to their own needs. And that's what love language kind of helps you do.